250,000 Australians have epilepsy, so it's reasonably common. And one of the dilemmas for women with epilepsy wanting to fall pregnant is the risk of harm to the baby from anti-epileptic drugs. One of the more publicised risks, as Linda said earlier, is autism spectrum disorder, where there are problems with communication, behaviour and social interaction within the child. One solution offered to some women is folic acid supplementation, but that hasn't been well studied till now. A research into 100,000 pregnant women in Norway has some answers and also perhaps some clues for folic acid and autism traits in women not on anti-epileptic drugs. On the line is neurologist Marte Bjork from the University of Bergen. Thanks for talking to us and welcome to the Health Report.
Thank you. Thank you.
So the you really were trying to identify what is the risk and what is the impact of folic acid in this study?
Well, we found that in children that have been exposed for anti-epileptic drugs during pregnancy, if they did not use folic acid supplements, these children had between 6 and 8 times risk of having autistic features compared to children that were not exposed to anti-epileptic drugs.
And just let's just talk to just describe the study a little bit and what you did.
Well, this is a population-based study where we followed more than 100,000 women from pregnancy until the child was several years old. And during pregnancy, the women reported on using folic acid supplements in the early weeks of pregnancy and then later during pregnancy. And they also gave blood during pregnancy and from the umbilical cord after the child was born. And we correlated the use of folic acid supplements with the mother's report on autistic features when the child was 1.5 years and 3 years old.
So
we also studied,
You also studied, sorry, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we also studied the level of folate in the mother's blood and also the level of anti-epileptic drugs.
So you've already said that if you were on a woman was on anti-epileptic drugs and not on folate, she had the baby had 5 to 8 times the risk of some features of autism spectrum disorder at the age of three.
Yes, compared to if she did not use these drugs. Yes, that's right.
How much did folic acid supplements reduce that risk?
You mean like...
So if these women were women who were not on folate, if they did take folate, what was the risk?
You mean if they...
Because folic acid was protective, was it not, in this study?
Yes, it protected the children for autistic features.
And did that...
that's right. And if they... if they did not use... if they did use folate, the risk was around 8%. And if they did not use folate, the risk was 32%.
So it was a significant reduction. And was it dose dependent on how much folate you took and when you took it?
Yeah, it was dose dependent. So the higher the dose, the less the level of autistic traits. Also, the level of autistic traits in the blood, or the level of of folate in the blood correlated with the level of autistic traits, yes.
And your study showed that you had to take it early in pregnancy, the first 12 weeks or so in pregnancy. It was less effective or not effective at all if it was later in pregnancy.
That's correct. If the folate was taken later in pregnancy, it didn't really have an effect. It only had effect before pregnancy and the first trimester.
Now, some people say, well, this isn't the anti-epileptic drugs. It's the fact that the woman's got epilepsy and there's something wrong with the brain and that's being transmitted to the child. If the woman had epilepsy and wasn't on anti-epileptic drugs, what was the risk of autism traits at 3 years?
Well, at 3 years, the risk if she did not use anti-epileptic drugs was around 2.5, and if she did not if you use the anti-epileptic drugs, and 4.9 if she...
There may be an element of epilepsy involved, but basically it was the anti-epileptic drugs. And I think you found that it was all anti-epileptic drugs, when a lot of paediatricians think it's just valproate, Epilim, that's the problem.
Right. Yes, this was for several types of anti-epileptic drugs. Actually, we also saw a difference for lamotrigine and carbamazepine, which are usually believed to be pretty benign, and they might be if the mother takes folate supplements. But this was not only a valproate effect, that's right.
Now, you also found that in women who didn't have epilepsy and didn't and weren't on anti-epileptic drugs, they got a reduction of autism traits as well.
Yeah. Around the risk was around 50% reduced, but
at a lower level.
Yes. So the risk is reduced also for women that do not take anti-epileptic drugs, but the risk reduction was much larger for these women that took anti-epileptic drugs.
So there's something about folate and brain development.
Yeah, folate is a B vitamin that is really important for brain development. But this has been known for years now that women that have a lack of folate during pregnancy, the children run the risk of brain damage.
So what's your recommendation then for women? Is it to take folate when you're early in pregnancy? Or I think that your recommendation is that you want to take it all the time.
Yes, we recommend that women that use anti-epileptic drugs use a small dose of folate all the time, regardless of pregnancy planning, because we see that a lot of these women get pregnant unplanned, actually. So around 60 to 80% of these women in the United States get pregnant even though they didn't plan it, and when they discover it, it's often too late for the folic acid supplement to have any beneficial effect.
Just very briefly, what are the risks of taking folate in pregnancy? Are there any?
It's not for short periods of time. It's not a risk. But if you are taking folate for a longer period of time, you should also check your B12 vitamin, because sometimes folate acid supplements could mask a B12 deficiency. So this should also be checked if you are using these supplements regularly.
So discuss this with your GP and or obstetrician. Marta Bjork, thank you very much for joining us.
Oh, thank you for being in the show.
But Marta Bjork is a consultant neurologist at Haukeland University Hospital in Norway. You're listening to The Health Report here on RN, ABC News and CBC Radio across Canada. I'm Norman Swan.